you know, the story that gives me the most joy, the one that I always kind of fall back on, and actually the one that I talk about when I talk about supported employment, and the one I talk about why I'm in this field, is a guy that had worked at our agency for years. And at that point, we were an agency that had basically a sheltered workshop, a production floor. And we had this gentleman who came into our program called Work Adjustment, which was a program that was designed to help folks learn basic work skills to help them get out into the community. Came into that program, and he was in that program, and the whole group of us that worked with that program thought this man would never, ever work in the community. Very intelligent man who had been hospitalized for the first time right as he was getting done with school, with college, and studying to be a professional, was very close to reaching that goal. Had a family who was very invested in that as well. This gentleman came in and he had schizophrenia. And when he was hospitalized, it was because he became so disorganized. Speech, his whole thought process just became so disorganized he couldn't manage his life at that point. I mean, that was the basic issue.